The island. Waitata is a small island in the Caribbean. There aren't any people living on Waitata. It is a very beautiful island. There are palm trees everywhere. It has got a very long beach. You can see turtles and crabs a lot. The turtles are all very big. They live in the sea and on the land. There are two kinds of crabs on Waitata, the red crabs and the white crabs. The red crabs are big, and the white crabs are small. There is also a big secret on Waitata. The secret comes with a pirate ship. There is a 200-year-old pirate ship on the beach. There are some skeletons on the ship. They are pirates' skeletons. One of the skeletons isn't a pirate skeleton. It is the skeleton of a magician. The magician is dead, but there is magic on his skeleton. The magician's skeleton changes the weather on the island. It is always summer at daytime and winter at nights. It also changes the animals and the nature on the island. Sometimes there are ships sailing near the island. They never stop near Waitata or come to the Waitata beach. The captains hear ghost stories about the island and are scared. It's May. The sun is shining. It's nearly 7 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, rain starts on Waitata. It rains a lot at nights. A ship is sailing far away in the sea. The captain can see Waitata. It looks very, very small. The captain feels scared. There are containers on his ship. They are carrying exotic fruits in refrigerators. The refrigerators are in the containers. There are 40 men working on the ship. They are the crew. The captain is a good man. He has got two visitors on his ship this time. They are historians. They know about the history of Waitata, and they have an old map. This map shows the pirate ship at the beach and a cave. The cave is not near the beach. It is behind a river. The river is behind a jungle. There is a big treasure in that cave. The historians are there for the treasure. They want to share the gold with the captain, but he doesn't want any gold. He doesn't want to go to Waitata. So the historians jump in the sea near the island and swim there. Their names are Henry and Paul. Henry is fat and tall. He has got black hair and a black beard. His hair is long and curly. he never smiles. Paul is fat and short. His hair is short and red. He hasn't got a moustache or a beard. Paul's eyebrows are funny. They are red and thick. He has got freckles on his face and arms. The captain and his crew see Paul and Henry swimming. Good luck. You are brave men. After 3 hours, Paul and Henry are on the island. It's very dark and it's raining. There is lightning and a very strong wind. It is very cold too. Paul and Henry are cold. Look at the weather, Paul. Isn't it May? It never rains in May. Well, I don't know. Look, there is the pirate ship. Come on, Henry. They are running to the ship. There is a ladder at the back, and they are climbing up to the ship now. It is very dark on the ship. The moon is behind the clouds. Paul can see a strange blue light coming from the cabins. The cabins are downstairs. The moon comes out. Now they can walk onto the ship. They find the stairs and go down. They find some axes and swords on the floor. There are two skeletons near the stairs, too. They have got pirate hats. Then Henry sees a door. The blue light is coming from under the door. There is a big lock on the door. Henry is very strong and hits the door with his shoulder. The door opens. The room is empty. There isn't a table or a bed inside. There is only a skeleton in the right corner of the room. The blue light is coming from the skeleton. It's the magician's skeleton. Paul, be careful. That's the magician. He is saving the treasure. The skeleton can speak to you. Never listen to him. Is he dangerous? I don't know. Wait and see. They leave the room and shut the door. They find the captain's cabin. There are candles on the table in the room. They find some matches and light the candles. There is the captain's notebook on the table. There are notes from the captain in the notebook. Paul starts reading the last page. The note finishes here. We know, Captain. Your treasure is in the cave. Tomorrow, it is our treasure. Ha ha ha. At midnight, they hear thunder. Paul can't sleep. He can hear rats running on the deck. He and Henry are in the captain's cabin. Henry is sleeping. He is speaking in his dream. My gold! I am a rich man. Ha ha ha. Paul wakes Henry up. He is very angry. Henry looks stupid and he wants to sleep again. It is our gold, Henry. Do you understand? Our gold. It's early in the morning. The sun is shining in the sky. It's early, but very hot outside. Paul and Henry haven't got hats. They take hats from the pirates' skeletons and go to the beach. Suddenly, they see the blue skeleton. It is standing in front of them. Go home. Don't walk inside the island. Paul and Henry don't care. They aren't afraid of him. There is only one problem now. They haven't got any shoes. The sand is really very hot. They are running on the sand and screaming. They are screaming because the sand is very hot and the white crabs are biting their toes. The turtles don't like strangers on the beach. They are angry at Henry and Paul. The turtles on Watata can run fast and they have got long teeth. Henry sees a group of turtles running after Paul. Paul falls down. The turtles are biting his clothes. Henry takes red stones from the sand and throws them to the turtles. Actually, they are not stones. They are red crabs. The red crabs fall on the turtles, open their eyes, and look at Henry. Then they fly back to Henry and sting him. Normally, bees have got stings. On Watata, red crabs are like bees. Paul and Henry are shocked. They are running and screaming. Screaming and running. The beach finishes and the jungle starts. The crabs and turtles stop. The men are free now. The blue skeleton comes back again. Stop here. Don't go into the jungle. Go back home. They don't care again. Paul and Henry are looking at the high palm trees. They are very high. Henry, I think the stories are true. Stop talking and come on. Of course they are true, stupid man. They are in the middle of the jungle. Suddenly, a coconut falls on Henry's shoulder. Then, two, three, four, and a lot of coconuts fall. They start running again. Now, two birds jump down from a tree. The birds are big, and they have got hands. They take Paul and Henry with their hands. The birds are carrying the men and they are running. The two fat men are screaming again. The birds stop at the end of the jungle. Here comes the blue skeleton the third time. Henry speaks first. "Don't say a word, Skelly. Ha ha ha. We never stop." Paul and Henry are laughing at the skeleton. The skeleton hates this and goes away. They see the river. It is a river, but it hasn't got any water. It hasn't got any water, but it has got fish. The fish are swimming in the air. Paul closes his eyes and opens them again. It is true. The fish are swimming in the air. Behind the river, there is the big cave. There are cups, plates, and forks on the ground in front of the cave. They are all gold. Henry shouts, "This is the cave on our map. It's true. We are rich." "Stop here. Go back. The gold is evil." It's the magician's skeleton again. It doesn't stop coming. Paul and Henry don't look at or listen to it. They want to cross the river. Henry tries to go in the river, but he can't walk. The fish have got electricity. He jumps out of the river. They can't cross the river. The fish are dangerous. Paul sees a bridge. They are walking to the bridge. What's that? The bridge has got legs, and it is walking too. Paul and Henry are running. The bridge is running too. Paul is very angry. "I hate magic." It's evening. There are clouds in the sky. They can't go back to the pirate ship. They can't cross the river. What can they do? Suddenly, they see a well. They go to the well and look down. There is a yellow light, but there is no water. There is a rope and a bucket next to the well. "Don't go down the well. Go home." Paul takes a stone in his hand and throws it at the blue skeleton. It is standing in front of them again. "Paul, we should go down the well. This is the way to the treasure." The men make a plan. Paul gets in the bucket and Henry takes the rope. Paul goes down the well in the bucket. Henry is holding the rope. Paul is now at the bottom of the well. Henry is waiting next to the well. It is raining a lot, and it is dark now. Paul is in the tunnel. In the morning, Henry is very cold. His nose is running. Paul isn't back. Henry is angry. Suddenly, he sees a big flower in the well. The flower is growing and growing. It is very high in the sky in seconds. It is a strong flower. Henry jumps on the flower. He is climbing down now. He sees the tunnel. He can also see gold coins on the ground. Guess who he sees too? The blue skeleton of the magician. It is too late for your friend. You should stop here. Go home. Your ship is at the beach. They are waiting for you. Go. Henry doesn't listen to the ghost. He looks at the gold with big eyes. He puts the coins in his pocket. He walks to the end of the tunnel. Then he sees the cave. He can see all the gold. He is very happy. I'm rich, very rich. Paul, where are you? Can you hear me? There is no answer. He walks inside the cave. The cave is very big, and there's gold everywhere. Henry is singing and walking. Then he sees Paul. Paul is standing in front of him now. His hands are full. He has got a lot of coins in his hands. There is only one problem. It is a big problem. Paul? Paul is a golden statue now. You are never careful, Paul. I'm sorry, but this is my treasure now. Henry collects the gold coins from Paul's hands. There are about 20 coins. Henry is big, but his hands are small. Some coins fall down from his hands. They jump away on the ground. Henry runs after the coins, but he falls down. He stands up and, ah, no, no, no. There are about 50 men in front of him. They are looking at Henry. They are all pirates. They have got gold and coins in their hands too. They are all gold statues. Henry looks back. He can see the blue skeleton with a bucket. There is gold in the bucket. It is your choice. Go home or become gold. This is my treasure. I protect it. You can't take it. Henry looks at the gold in his hands. And he looks at Paul. Paul can't go home. He is a statue now. Then he hears a man. He is calling from outside. Hey, are you there? I'm Captain Barabun. I want to help you, and I want to share the gold. Henry goes out of the cave. He hasn't got any gold in his hands and in his pockets. The captain is across the river. He can't come to the cave. I have a plan. Burn the pirate ship and come here. There is a lot of gold in the cave and we can share. In the evening, Henry can see the fire behind the jungle. The ship is burning, and the blue skeleton is burning too. The island hasn't got magic anymore. Then he goes back to the cave. The captain and his crew come in the cave too. They take all the gold and go back to the ship. They are all rich now.